All right, good afternoon, everyone. I wanted to talk about Parsha Shmini this week and what happened on this Bayoim HaShmini, what happened on this eighth day, and why it was such a busy and an important day for the Jewish people. So, the Parsha starts off, Vayhi Bayoim HaShmini, and it was in the eighth day. So this eighth day, just a little bit about it, was Sunday. It was the first day of Nisan. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the eighth day was following the 7 days of Miluim, the Shivas Yimei Miluim, most famous now for a day that some people don't say Tachnon on, but they were actually very important 7 days of Shivas Yimei Miluim that started on Chav Gimel Adar. Now, there is some machlokes about exactly what this Bayoim HaShmini was, but I'm going like Rashi and the Ramban, that Bayoim HaShmini of this week's parasha was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but we should note that the Ibn Ezra has a different way of learning, and he says that it was really the eighth day of Nisan. Bayoim HaShmini means the eighth day of Nisan, but let's leave that to the side. We'll go like Rashi and the Ramban for purposes of this Torah, 5 minutes of Torah. Now, what happened on this eighth day? Just to put everything into context, again, we learn these parshias, we think that they're a little dry, they just have to do with karbanos, but there is so much happening in these parshias, and on this Bayoim HaShmini, there is so much happening just in one day that it's actually mind-boggling. It was a very, very busy day. So earlier that morning, Moshe Rabbeinu actually convened a Beis Din to be Mekadesh L'Chodesh. The Panim Yafes brings this down. So that was one thing that happened earlier in the morning. Another thing that happened was very important, that the Moshe Rabbeinu also put the Luchos into the Aron Kodesh on that day. Another thing that happened, Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Mishkan parts from his tent. From his tent, and he, outside of the encampment, and he assembled the actual Mishkan, and he assembled the Shulchan, he assembled the whole Mishkan, and the Shulchan remained empty until Shabbos. Okay, now, the next thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did on this busy day was he immersed Aaron and his sons, and he dressed them in their big day kahuna. The next thing that he did was he anointed the Mishkan, and everything in the Mishkan, and Aaron and his sons. So again, a very busy day for Moshe Rabbeinu. The next thing that he did was that he sanctified himself, Moshe Rabbeinu, with the water from the Kiyar. This was another monumental event, and that is, we saw that earlier. Now, another thing that he did was he lit the menorah that day. And another thing that he did was he brought the carbon tamid, the morning carbon tamid, and he also brought the Ketores. So this was a very busy day for Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the parsha starts off, Vayhi Bayoim HaShmini Kara Moshe La'aron Levan Lezikne Yisrael, and he's giving instructions, and he's trying to tell everyone what to do, but for Moshe Rabbeinu himself, it was quite a busy day. Now, sometime Hashem instructs Moshe about what's going to happen. That's according to the Ramban. Now, sometime after Aaron's bracha that he gives to Klal Yisrael, and that's later in Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayisa Aaron es yadav el am vayivarechem, and this was also a very monumental thing, Aaron blessing Bnei Yisrael. But sometime after that, Moshe moved his tent from, which was way outside, it was about a half a mile away, that's according to Rashi earlier, and where that's where it was since the Cheta Egel, that's where it was, and he brought it into the middle of the encampment, with a little east of the Mishkan, along with the tents of Aaron and his sons. So they're moving; they're getting closer now to the Mishkan. The Gemara says one final thought about this day by Yom HaShmini. The Gemara says that this day was an important day, was as joyous before the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is a Gemara. This is a Gemara Megillah. That this was day was as joyous before the Ribbono Shel Olam as the day that Shemayim Va'aretz were created. And I actually saw on Shabbos that Tzafnas Paneach actually brings some halachic ramifications because of this statement of the Gemara. But we are out of time, Shtickle. We don't have time to delve into it. But suffice to say that Bayoim HaShmini, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at least according to Rashi and the Ramban, was a very momentous day for Klal Yisrael, and a very busy day for Moshe Rabbeinu. Have a great day.